House Bill 1034, an act to reduce the legal blood limit, alcohol limits, for motor vehicle drivers and boat operators.
Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is the .08 alcohol bill. First, I'd like to take you through the statistics of the bill, then we'll talk about the financial part of the bill. The statistic part of the bill, there's some in the United States, it was some 42,000, this relates back to year 2000, some 42,000 deaths that were alcohol related, and 3,700 of them, 0.08 or 0.09 was the blood level in most of these fatalities. Now, there are a lot of states that have already passed the .08 bill, and probably coming in the near future, for the next year, that we'll all be probably passing this bill out anyhow. But let me show you some statistics that was revealed in the Senate Transportation. If you're 80% alcohol that you're drinking, at 6 1-ounce shots in a drink in 1 hour, then you would be at 0.08, or 5 beers in that same particular time. Now let's talk about the financial part of the bill, because there is a financial part of the bill. There is a pot out there that deals with, at this particular time, if you're at 0.08 and you've already passed the legislation, you can participate in approximately what would be worth to South Dakota. That pot would probably be about $500,000, and in some instances be as high as $750,000. Now, let's go back to October 1, 2003, which the federal government has said that's the point of where you have to be at 0.08. When that happens, we could start losing highway funds under this bill, under that legislation at that particular time. So I would urge you right now to go ahead and pass the House Bill 1034 at the 0.08 blood level. Thank you very much.
Further remarks?
Madam
Senator Apa.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I know to get up and talk against this bill is the proverbial in the wind, but I think it needs to be done. Because we are reacting to what the federal government is telling us to do. It's legal blackmail. Plain and simple. If they weren't telling you we're going to take your money away from you, there would be no impetus to go to 0.08. So what happens when the deaths don't go down? There's a study that shows that in 75% of the accidents where there is a serious injury and alcohol is involved, the alcohol blood count is 0.176. Twice of this. You still haven't taken care of the problem driver. But we do know this. We insist of our youngsters and our young adults under 21 that we have a zero tolerance. We do know that. And we also know that we have been taught never ask of anyone what you would not do for yourself. And with that, Madam President, I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Apa moves that House Bill 1034 be amended as follows.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second?
Sorry.
Discussion on motion.
Madam President, may I speak to both the bill and the amendment?
That's granted.
Thank you, Madam President. What this bill does is take 0.08 down to 0.02. In essence, it says, if you drink, don't drive. If you've had one drink, don't drive. Don't get in your car. We tell our youngsters that. We tell our young adults that. Well, it's about time we practiced what we preached. I ask you to vote for this amendment.
Further remarks on the APA motion to amend. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. If I could talk to the amendment and the bill.
That's granted.
Thank you. I certainly respect Senator APA for bringing his amendment here today, and I do believe that he has definitely made a point by doing it. And frankly, I think, Senator APA, that we're on the track of reaching a conclusion, putting this law into effect someday. But I don't believe that today is the day. I would far prefer that we defeated this amendment, went on to pass the bill, so that it could reach concurrence with the House and not be thrown into a conference committee, where eventually I'm certain that it would be restored back to its original form. Perhaps we should be sending the message not to drink and drive. That makes sense. I agree. But there are a lot of people who drink responsibly, go out for dinner, perhaps have a drink, eat dinner, and a few hours later, after dessert and coffee, climb in their car and drive home safely and responsibly. If we enacted this law, I'm not certain that they would be able to take that kind of risk. I urge you to defeat this amendment at this time, to consider it for a future point. In fact, I'm not convinced that it won't be the federal government who asks us to consider this at a future date. But in any case, I do appreciate the point that you're trying to make, but I urge you to defeat it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the APA motion to amend House Bill 1034. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion's lost. Further remarks on House Bill 1034. Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a brief question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Thank you, Madam President. Do we know what kind of an impact this will have on our correction systems as far as costs if we go to a 0.08 alcohol for the increase in DUIs for third-time offenders going to our prison system?
Senator Bitter.
Thank you, Senator Drake. Madam President, I don't think that question ever came up, and no statistic was given on that, Senator Drake.
Okay, thank you. I guess my question would be, yeah, we're going to get some money as far as a bonus for passing this year, but how much money are we going to lose by increased numbers of people going to jail because this is their third offense for DUI or otherwise, and how much is this going to cost the state? So I don't know if the money is an issue. And then we get down to the mandate where the federal government is telling us that thou shalt do this or you'll lose your highway funds. Well, that doesn't happen until down the road. I would urge that you vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this goes back to earlier comments I made, and we cut deals with the federal government, and you've heard that today already. We met the provisions set forth for the Transportation Equity Act of the 21st century when we agreed to it, and now the feds come down the road a year, 2 years, 3 years later and change the rules on us. And I think you've heard plenty of debate in here today stating that you're not taking the problem drinker off the road. And let's face it, this was forced on the federal government by somebody else. It wasn't forced on the federal government by the states to bring it here. I'd have to agree with Senator Drake. Yeah, we're going to get our money to use for highways. We won't have to use it for advertising, but you know, sometimes I'm not so certain that using that money to advertise using that money for advertising isn't more efficient in relationship to getting the problem drinker off the road. Yeah, we'll get more money for roads in South Dakota, but I think Senator Drake has put it quite well. We aren't going to get any more money for prisons. It's as simple as that. So it's probably a wash. We're probably better off just killing the bill and forgetting about it so we don't have to build another prison. I'd urge you to vote against this particular measure.
Further remarks,
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
Well, you know, I appreciate everybody here doesn't like federal mandates. We all been through that course time and time again. But until we're ready to stand up and say we're not going to accept no more money, we're not building no more roads, we're not repairing no more roads, until we make a decision on all states in the union say we don't want no federal mandates, it's there. It will not go away. As far as the prisons are concerned, I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly with Senator Drake or anybody else say we're going to put more people in prison. If you violate the law now and you're drinking, it doesn't matter if it's going to be a 0.08 or what the point will be. You're going to go out and drink and be irresponsible. It makes no difference. And you're going to go to jail anyhow. It doesn't matter what the point is. You're going to be drunk on the road and be a hazard to people. So you're not going to have more people in jail. You're going to have the same amount that was going to go there in 2002, the same people going there in 2003. It looks like you can't prevent that from being 0.08. They're going to go anyhow. So I think the idea of prison, more people going to prison, building more prison, why don't we go back and revert and have publicity say, don't break the law. Don't drive if you're drunk. Get a driver to do that so you don't have to go to prison. You make a conscientious choice. Then the taxpayers have to pay for your conscientious choice. Pass the bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President,
Senator Huttmacher.
I would have a question of Senator
State Peter. Your question.
If this goes from 0.10 to 0.08, aren't there going to be more arrests made? And aren't we going to end up with more people arrested and more people in jail?
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
Senator, I'll go back to my statement again. It doesn't matter what the point would be. Those people are going to break the law, they're gone there. It doesn't matter if you raise the point limit or you lower the point limit, they're still going to go. Those violators are direct violators. You're not protecting anybody by not passing 0.08. You're not going to say there's going to be a great number of people going more to prison. I contend the same number of people are going to prison if it's at 0.08 or what point it's at, they're going to prison. They're going to be way over the limit no matter what you do.
Senator Huttmacher, you have
President,
the floor.
I guess I don't quite accept that answer, and I'm really trying to figure out, it's like raising the speed limit or taking the speed limit from 75 to 55. There's going to be more tickets issued than you know there are. So I don't know how you can really stand there and say that we're not going to have more violators.
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
My point again, if you have a speed limit at 25 miles an hour, you're going to find the same group doing 35. Then if it's at 65, you're going to have them doing 75. The same group is going to break the law.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1034. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
Yeah.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Dugard? Aye.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
No.
Senator Cleven, I'm sorry. Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
McPutnan?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky? Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Bogue.
No.
Senator Huttmacher.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
No.
Madam President, ayes 22, nays 12, excused 1.
House Bill 1034 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.